In Alice's little street, the houses were full of lights and people, the curbs crammed with the cars of those who had returned from work. And her house loomed at the end, dark, powerful, silent, mysterious, defined by the lights and the din of the main road beyond. As she arrived at the gate, she saw three figures about to go into the dark entrance. Jasper, Bert, and the third? Alice ran up, and Jasper and Bert turned sharply to face possible danger, saw her, and said to the boy they had with them, "Philip, it's all right, this is Alice. Comrade Alice, you know." They were in the hall, and Alice saw this was not a boy, but a slight, pale young man, with great blue eyes between sheaves of glistening pale hair that seemed to reflect all the dim light from the hurricane lamp. Her first reaction was, "But he's ill, he's not strong enough." For she had understood this was her saviour, the restorer of the house. Philip said, facing her, with stubbornness she recognised as being the result of effort, a push against odds, "But I've got to charge for it. I can't do it for nothing." "£50," said Alice, and saw a slight involuntary movement towards her from Jasper that told her he would have it off her if she wasn't careful. Philip said in the same soft, stubborn voice, "I want to see the job first. I have to cost it." She knew that this one had often been cheated out of what was due to him. Looking, as he did, a brave little orphan, he invited it. She said maternally and proudly, "We're not asking for favours. This is a job." "For £50, said Bert, with jocular brutality, "you can just about expect to get a mousehole blocked up these days." And she saw his red lips gleam in the black thickets of his face. Jasper sniggered. This line-up of the two men against her, for it was momentarily that, pleased her.